Power Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us today is Stephanie Sledge, author of A Citizen Journalist Exposure of Sandy Hook. She's also on The Government Rag. It is just an awesome little, it's like, you know, one of those craft breweries, you know. You can get the stuff that tastes like soap water, or you can buy something that is just ooh la la when you put it in your mouth. And that's what you get with some of these alternative media sites like The Government Rag and Stephanie's writings. I'm always amazed at how eloquent she puts the verbiage together. I'm here in Canada, and sometimes, like we used to have that old movie with Kris Kristofferson, well, we're seeing America with a K, shows you what happens after the homeland is taken over by sinister forces from Russia. It is just amazing. Miniseries that was on probably long before some of you were born, but well worth spending the time to learn from. And I spell Canada with a K under those circumstances, too, because we're all under the same grip of this force that's trying to dominate the whole earth. And the big news here in Toronto is we've had 18 shootings this weekend. And last month we passed our amended gun control law. Okay, didn't work. Because you know what? There's something gangbangers don't do. They don't read a lot. Unless it's the numbers on the banknotes that they put in their pocket in profit. They just don't read a lot. So, you know, you can pretty much be guaranteed, you know, if you're canvassing the guys in prison and stuff like that, that are soldiers in the drug war, they're probably not reading the Bible. And I can pretty much assure you there are no copies of, and they definitely aren't reading the Firearms Act. Because they just don't care. They're predators. Predators are predators. And they just crave power, use power, and dominate us or anyone around them with power. And they're not afraid to die. They go out every night shooting each other just like you're in a war, and they have no fear of death. And our politicians convince us that some liberally minded intelligentsia will speak some great words and write them down on a piece of paper and codify them into law. And the meanest, toughest individuals known in the annals of criminal history will fall to their knees, throw their hands up, and say, "I surrender." Wow. And I know we legalize dope here in Canada, but I don't know if you could smoke enough to make you think that that's going to be the result of these sorts of laws. Basically, what they do is they go, everything that was in the last gun bill is just to go after legitimate gun owners who are already licensed, already registered, just to make their life more miserable and put all kinds of pitfalls into them and use the strategy of tension on them, hoping that they'll give up and surrender their firearms so that when the big hand comes down with the iron mitt, there'll be less resistance. It's classic Art of War by Sun Tzu. Classic. And people eat this up with a spoon, believing this. You see, there are things like laws and science and something. I wrote a blog about that, and I'd like to be able to lead you to my blog site to read that, conspiracy-cafe.com. But for some strange reason, there's technical difficulties, and the blog page won't open. And even on my master control page and stuff like that, it's just blocked. And I always wonder why that happens. But I have an alternative blog site that I put things online with, and hopefully Stephanie posts that on the Government Rag, too. But I look at the beauty of the gun control argument is like a bunch of guys in a boat who don't know anything about anything. And a boat's filling with water. So they get the bright idea that they're going to drill a hole in the boat to let the water out. And then more water comes in. But not for a minute can they ever think that that's the cause of why the water's coming in the boat. The automatic answer is we need more holes or bigger holes. And then more water comes in. I said, well, we can't drill these holes fast enough to get the water out. Keep drilling, keep drilling, keep drilling. And there's where you see that you're being led by idiots. You know, a long time ago, it was a country called the United States, and they had the Second Amendment, and people owned firearms. And I was just shocked back in the 1990s when I was doing these arguments on public talk show radios here in Ontario. I found an American gun magazine with the homicide statistics like from 1870. You know, they leave all those little details out. And the bottom of the graph is just flat line at the bottom. You couldn't see it compared to all the other parts of the graph. So the media would just show you the big rises in certain eras. And a lot of it was when the drug culture started in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and such like that, when the drug wars really getting into track. The numbers were outrageous. But at the very beginning, from 1807 until the money trust collapse around 1904, 05, it's flatline. So the homicide rate in the United States was 0.8 to 1.2 per 100,000, which is the same as, you know, Prince Edward Island here in Canada, which is like a negligible homicide rate. And when I look at it, I go, well, everybody's got guns. They can go anywhere they want with them. Why is it a peaceful society? And the biggest conclusion I ever came to was things that I saw when in school when I was a boy. Like, they taught you the Lord's Prayer. People went to church. People respected one another. Some of the savages that are in the neighborhood I live in, every second word they use has the letter F in front of it. And they're just little kids. You even came close to not even saying Mr., Miss., or Mrs. when you address someone when I was a boy. You got the backhand. And if you tried something like that on a public street, the nearest adult male close to you was probably a war veteran, would come over and slap you on the side of the head, and nobody was going to say boo about it. So we've completely lost all respect for everyone around us, based on this philosophy of, maybe some people call it liberalism, but it is a true liberalism like it was practiced in the 19th century. You just allowed this monster to come to roost and lay eggs, and this loss of respect for life and people has grown to a point where disjointed minds can even think, instead of just swearing at you, that they can shoot you down en masse, and it's okay. That's a big problem. And there's no amount of gun control going to fix that. That is a complete societal breakdown. Complete. And it's something we got to talk about if we want to get out of the tunnel. And I'd like to get out of the tunnel, very much so. So you mentioned in your synopsis, too, that there was like a secret war between sheriffs and the state police and marshals on a state advisory board talking about past scandals, including assaults, bribery, sexual assaults, pedophilia, sex slave trades. Wow. Some of the people in power. What can you tell us about some of those things?
Well, first of all, I want to commend you for mentioning the miniseries America with a K. I've been preaching that miniseries to many people for a long time, and I enjoy watching it because it really does. It is really a story that, you know, we're facing today. Only, of course, not with the Russians, but it's a great miniseries, and I highly recommend the listeners to watch it. As far as what you're talking about, the secret war, prior to Sandy Hook shooting, Connecticut was in serious corruption, and it still is now, too, but there was a lot of corruption that I uncovered, and there was a lot that was censored in the media. And prior to the Sandy Hook shooting, I discovered that there was a secret war going on between the police and the sheriff's departments. And what that war was over investigating corruption, one side versus the other. And, of course, at the time, prior to Sandy Hook, there was a governor by the name of Governor Roland. And I explain in my book, and by the way, if any readers want to go, they can go to thegovernmentrag.com, and on the front page is my book, and can order it there. You can get a free book, as big as it is. But explain to exactly or between the police and the sheriffs and the investigation into deception involving the governor. At the time, the attorney general, who is Richard Blumenthal, which is a senator, and there was, it actually went not for very long.
Oh, Okay, Stephanie, it appears we've had some interruption with your communications. Maybe you're on a cell phone and they're zapping you from space or something like that, but there's been big gaps. Are you still with us?
Are you there?
Yes, we got you back. There was a little interference and you disappeared for a moment.
Okay, well, what I was saying, basically, in my book, Secret War that was going on, that was happening in Connecticut, and the governor by the name of Golan, and he actually went not very long away with the times, and he still started a war with sheriffs, and it's mostly because he was investigating for various crimes. And you know, drug deals. And what happened, I explain in my book, the sheriff's department seated. I talked to find out the governor at the time, attorney general, who is Richard, who is a Democrat, senator, and he's pushing for gun control. He's right there in the fourth, almost every shooting. So it's very alarming. Connecticut has
some more, Stephanie. So are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, we're getting a lot of breakup on your cell phone, so I don't know if, you know, we're getting like 2 out of 3 syllables.
Okay, well, I'll go outside here and see if it's any better.
Okay, but this is a big problem in, you know, the world, really, is people get into power and they're driven by money, any kind of money that you could get. I don't know, I'm old-fashioned. I always wanted to do a job because it's the right thing to do, as opposed to the fact they get money for it. Because money, if that's your overall driving factor, sometimes you don't care if the money's gray or shady, just as long as you get the money. I think some of the greatest rewards I ever got in employment were gratitudes, smiles. And especially, you know, I remember one woman whose child was choking to death. And, you know, she's carrying this baby running down the street, and the tongue's all swollen up. The child can't breathe. And, you know, we grab the baby and throw her in the back of the police car. My partner is trying to open the airway and put medication under the tongue, and I'm making the white knuckle ride to the hospital. And, you know, we get in there, and the child recovers, and the mother smiles, and she's happy, and all that kind of stuff. And I was going like, you never forget that, right? Ask me how much I got paid that day or that week or whatever. I haven't got a clue. And it really doesn't matter, because you did something that was important, you know, and the money just doesn't matter at all, period, at least not to me. So, you know, I remember another child once that was always kind of friendly to me and such like that, coming up to me one day and embarrassingly, you know, in front of her mother going, will you be my daddy? Can you be my father? You know, I almost cried. Asked me how much I got paid that day. I couldn't remember. You know, I wouldn't have a clue. But I'll never forget those little eyes looking at me saying that. And, you know, it's like you're touched forever. And there's nothing can pay for it. Nothing can buy it. And it's probably something a lot of these other individuals will never know or experience in their lifetime, because they're sucked into the root of all evil, this lust for money. And that's a terrible, terrible shame, really. I'd rather be a lot more financially humble and have memories like that than carrying around bags of money. Are we in a better location, yeah, Stephanie? Okay, let's continue on with some
hopefully
of this statewide corruption.
Yes, and I, you know, I want to say something about that. I do write in my book as well about, you know, how the nation's mind has been duped into, you know, worshiping. You know, we've been set up to be a nation that worships you know, the police and the EMS workers and the firefighters. And you know, if we dare even not worship them or even question what's happening, you know, then we're not American. And so that is one of the biggest things that these shootings have done, is bring about more worship and heroism to, you know, the service department of the United States now that is taking over, and that is, you know, all this federal money is running through, you know, police departments, and the sheriffs are being defeated all over the country, and they did defeat them in Connecticut, as I was saying earlier, and I do explain that, and it's very alarming. The state of Connecticut no longer has the sheriff's powers anymore in the Constitution. They have eliminated that, and now they are actual just paper boys for the judicial system, and so they no longer work for the people, and that's very alarming. And, you know, I've been able to sit in coffee shops and do research and talk to people that I've met through Connecticut in various places, and, you know, almost everybody that I ever ask about, you know, if they knew that happened to the sheriffs, you know, they're shocked. You know, they have no idea that their sheriffs no longer have constitutional powers, and they no longer protect the people. And so that's, you know, all the other things, the corruption that happened in Connecticut and continues to go on, is happening in many, many places. You know, in various new shootings that come about, you know, we see the same thing following. And I write about in my book, you know, the questions that need to be answered, you know, that have to do with the links and the connections to who is actually doing it and why. And so I do encourage people to get my book. And, you know, I also address things as well, like, you know, how professional sports are deeply involved in these false flags as well. And I go into greater detail about the medical establishment. And, you know, one thing I'd like to tell people is, you know, our George Washington, you know, after the Revolutionary War, he actually disbanded the Navy. And he explained why numerous failures to disband the Navy would end up resulting in a giant military industrial complex that is like an octopus. And that is exactly what we're facing. More and more people, you know, the only jobs that seem to be available in America right now are all the jobs where you work for either the military industrial complex, or you work for, you know, EMS, or, you know, some type of police, or, and so it's becoming very alarming, because we, you know, people are having to go along with these new legislation about gun control because of these shootings. And in my book, I go into great detail about, you know, who, what, why, when, and how, and, you know, what's going to happen from then. And so we're seeing it play out, and, you know, there's just not much that, you know, we can do as far as just having any conversations about it, because they're now illegalizing speech, you know, making anytime anybody questions anything, you know, you might be committing a hate crime. And of course, they're also setting up, you know, the civil divide between blacks and whites, and, you know, this fake left-right paradigm, and you got all these people that, you know, we vote for and we think that are going to be working for we the people, are actually, you know, working against America. And so, you know, the Sandy Hook shooting it wasn't the beginning of it, but it definitely, you know, is the major reason why they have to bring about all these hate speech laws and suppression laws, and why it is that the social media sites are taking down people that are telling the truth. Because if the majority of people do find out the truth, you know, the entire service industry is going to collapse. But right now what they have is they're setting up, you know, where they're basically, you know, we have to worship, you know, the people that are in police and EMS, and they participate in these drills. A lot of times, they don't even know that they're part of the drill, you know, but those that speak afterwards or even question it, you know, a lot of them come up dead. And so, you know, it's very alarming. And I do encourage people to go to thegovernmentrag.com, make a donation, get my book, and, you know, read about the far more sinister plot that's happening, you know, including the laws that they changed in Connecticut prior to the Sandy Hook shooting that has to do with children in the state's custody and, you know, what happened and why they did it. And, you know, all under the command of a criminal governor, you know, and his players that, you know, of course, Governor Roland did go to prison, not for the majority of his crimes, but, you know, for some of his crimes. But, you know, all of that was also turned over to the next governor. And, of course, you know, we have players that are still in there, and they're all over the country speaking about gun control and how we need to turn everybody in and have a mental health exam. And so it is a setup. And, you know, just recently, California just changed their law, or they're in the process where, you know, they're going to ban all assault weapons and rifles and hollow point bullets and all this and that, you know. And I wonder, when will come the day where people realize that we are armed to protect ourselves, you know, and that includes against a tyrannical government. So, you know, that is the question. But, you know, if people don't find out the truth about what exactly is, you know, the meaning behind these shootings, they're not just FEMA drills for gun control. They're far deeper than that. They're for absolute 100% hostile takeover of America, and to literally change our ways and make us, you know, in a society where we are mirroring the way that Israel runs. And the people that are allowed to have guns will have to go through mental health exams. But there's chosen civilians, and everybody else, you know, is unable to carry a weapon or even have it. And so, anyway, we also have the media that, you know, is brainwashing people into controlling their minds. And unfortunately, women are the biggest victims of it.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us today, author of A Citizen Journalist, Exposure of Sandy Hook, Stephanie Sledge. And that's something like I told you about Marshall McLuhan's thing about World War III being guerrilla information war with no distinction between civilian and military forces. The word citizen in her title is very, very appropriate. Living in a free state is not a spectator sport. You got to get in, grease up, get into the mud, the dirt, the slime, and play ball, just like in any other sport, except this sport is called world global domination. So do you want to be dominated or do you want to live sovereign, independent, and free? That's your choice. You know, Stephanie was telling us about, especially women's groups being coerced, really, into being victims, taking a victim status. And because there's just kowtowing to this propaganda about guns and the Second Amendment and the right to own arms. You know, this shooter in El Paso, Texas, in his manifesto and in reality, he stated clearly that he picked a gun-free zone, and that's the ideal place or target that they should go for is a gun-free zone, because they don't want any resistance, right? It takes away all their fun. And their psychological makeup is they're unbalanced, and they don't want to lose power and control, and the best thing you can do is take away their power and control. Something I wrote years ago was a piece called How to Defend Your School Using the School's Firefighting Apparatus. And you can make their life a living hell just by discharging fire extinguishers. You ever try to breathe dry chemical fire extinguisher stuff? Man, oh man, even outside, it's not pleasant. And so you lose the ability to see, and it interferes with your ability to breathe because you're going to start choking a little bit. So if the guy can't see you, he can't shoot you. And every building's got fire extinguishers in there. If you're a little bigger, a little stronger, and a little more, fun looking, before he gets into where you are, wet down the floors with the fire hose, baby, because even if you're not there to hold it, I don't know if anybody, maybe because we don't do manual labor anymore, but I remember a buddy of mine who worked as a cleaner on the side when I worked for the Armor Car Company talking about, you know, the dangers of wet floor wax. You know what it's like to try to change your mag on a full run when you hit some wet floor wax? Pow! Right into the bricks. Then you tackle the gunny and knock him senseless. But, these are things that are available to you. It's like many times people talk about, you know, somebody's in a place where they're starving, and then someone who's a botanist or a survivalist looks at all the flora and fauna all around them, knowing that they're standing in a great garden. And there's no reason for them to be starving. They've got the best food available. It's just they have no knowledge of what it is or how to use it. And frequently, for a lot of things, people have no knowledge or understanding of the things that are at your hands. One of the big things they used to fight pirates in, you know, those days off the African coast, the Somali pirates and navies were going there, but the ships that were on target were using their fire hoses to blast these suckers as they tried to come up on the ship. You know, it's like they get hit with a fire hose. Poof! You know, you might be doing a little better to go up against a linebacker with one of the NFL teams. It's going to knock you flat, big time. Damn near drown you if somebody doesn't turn it off. So, or the other thing, you're in an atrium. You know, once you've emptied your fire extinguisher, drop it down in their general direction. Nothing like getting head with hitting head with 15 pounds of steel or something like that. Bonk, bonk. Ooh, that hurts, man. You know, and they lose control. And when they lose control, they fall apart. And that's the big thing about being able to turn it around. Even with simple things, could be noise, light. A lot of these police flashlights put out, you know, so many, you know, whatever levels of light that, you know, damn near blind you. Probably can, actually. So to carry one of those flashlights, shine it in the guy's eyes, by the time his pupils come back to reality again, you've got like maybe 2 to 3 minutes to get away. There's all kinds of little tricks you can use. Another classic one might be pepper spray, if it's not banned in your jurisdiction, where a lot of Americans can carry tear gas. You know, handy, cute, and gets the job done. You make a very hostile environment for someone who wants to raise mayhem. But the first witness at El Paso said, in Spanish, she was on Daily Mail, and because it was their website, they didn't pull it down. And I spoke enough Spanish to understand the words dos cuatro on how many guys in black were coming in guns a-blazing. So I, Plato, where's them laws of logic, son? That story doesn't match that story. She was there. She saw it with her own eyes. Now I've got two different stories. Which one am I going to believe? I'm taking her word for it, because she's just a simple, humble woman who's telling what she saw. And then the spin doctors get to it and make up a dialogue, and there's a whole new story. And they have a bad habit of not telling the truth, historically. Same with the politicians. I don't think a lot of them could tell the truth to save their lives, but they're so good at the lies. It's just phenomenal. You know, one of the safest places I ever went in my life is a buddy of mine took me to an American gun show in Rochester. So it was a pleasant drive going through northern New York State. You know, it's not that often I'm on the south side of the lake, just enjoying all the beautiful homes. And so many people got the American flag on front, and it just looked so just beautiful. It was a beautiful day and a beautiful drive. And, you know, you get to Rochester, we go to the gun show. I think I ever felt safer in my life than being at that gun show. A million guns in there, all kind, you know, you pick some. I haven't even seen half them kind of things before. But one thing was in there is you had really honest, decent people, and shooting's just their sport as opposed to some means of causing mayhem or something like that. So they're either historians collecting artifacts, or they're target shooters, or just libertarians of one sort or another, but I never felt safer in my life. So if guns are the cause of all this problem, anytime you have a gun show, they should be have like, you know, 20 hearses and 50 ambulances there every time. But there's not. So you're selling me a false dialogue here. And I think I see through it very, very clearly, really. And, you know, nothing's going to change that. There was a song written. My son got me into this one, and I really liked the guy because I'm not really into the rappy stuff or something. But the group was called Immortal Technique, and they wrote a song called Land of the Gun. And I loved that song. I played it over and over and over and over again. What I like best about it is this line. If the people find out how they've been ripped off and enslaved, they will revolt with blood running in the streets. And the way he sings it, I can't even come close to duplicating it. It's just, you know, whoa, that one got me. You know, what a line in there. And, you know, great music behind it and everything like that. You know, so something to find online and play and get the feel of it. And that's part and parcel of it. If we ever found out how we've been ripped off, I had my first guest when I came back to the Power Hour was the wife of a Liberal member of Parliament. He's dead. She's a widow. She divorced him. And he looted the Treasury. He was the bag man for the Liberal Party. $3 billion, she says, he put in offshore accounts. And she was after the money. And she explained all this. And one of the things that was most disturbing that she said, that's outside the money and the divorce and the scandals, was they plan to have us enslaved before we figure it out, like what's really going on. That's the game plan. So the race is on. We're in a race. We don't even know we're in a race. But she told us that. It's as intimate as inside as you're going to get. True confession. Admittedly, it's, you know, Canadian politics and Ontario Liberals' wife or ex-wife. But that's happening globally, everywhere. So it doesn't matter where you are. This is being going to be done to you soon. And that's why there's this worshipping of the police. It reminds me very much of Nazi Germany. You had to worship the man in the black uniform. Bow down to him, such and such and such. We're just getting way overboard. When you think of, like, historically, something like Andy of Mayberry. Okay, Barney's funny, but Andy, you know, there's what I want for my sheriff. Can you imagine that? Honest, decent man, father, role model, slugging it out every day to do what's right for his community. I look at him as a shepherd, just like Jesus said, the good shepherd. That's the role model you want for law enforcement. And, you know, even the fact, too, he didn't carry a gun. I met the old chief of police in one of the small towns in Ontario, and they got sucked up by the provincial police because they want to make a giant police state. So all the little small communities, they want to take them over, and it's happening all over Ontario. And that they're trying to pressure you into giving up control of your own police commission, the hiring of your own chief of police, just like in Connecticut with the sheriff, so that there's a master controller of everything. One giant whatever, and the monster will be controlled by whatever evil comes along. So they don't want any independence. And it was really funny going to talk to this chief. At that time, he was already amalgamated into the provincial police, but he was Andy Mayberry. He didn't carry a gun. And you come around to the station to jaw, you know, and talk to him. And I was just in stitches talking to this guy, who's long retired now. But what a joy, what a thrill to know that in the past, that's the way things were. You were a peace officer. I don't even like the term police officer because it invokes that old-fashioned German type of thing. I like the old London Bobby British kind of thing. And even they got away from it and changed it. That you were a peace officer. Your job is just to keep the peace, not to be part of the revolving door to get people into the system, to be basically incarcerated at the benefit of a private prison corporation, or to make money for lawyers or fines for government or something like that. And it's just to keep the peace. So the old London Bobby guy was, you know, he went up, there's a couple of guys, little, you know, feeling no pain. You know, now, what's going on here there, son? You know? And get them home and put them to bed. They give you trouble or there's big problems or something, okay, fine, then maybe you got to up the score and maybe they end up in the jail or something like that. But by and large, it was just you're keeping the peace and in everything. Where nowadays, it's complete dominance to every word, thought, and action you have, that you have the system just crushing you into the ground. And that's not a free and open society. That is a complete and total police state. And how long does it go before the gloves come off? And I think it's indicative by the ratio of how desperate they are to get the guns is what you're coming from. I'm Polish-German. We've been on the train ride. We know what's at the other end. My grandfather's sisters went on that ride. Maybe they got to laugh before the shower room. I don't know. Language I don't understand, people I never met. I just know what my grandfather told me, how they died. Even he didn't know exactly, just 1 minute you're there, and the next minute you're gone. Nobody ever knows what happened to you. You don't even have bodies to go to graves to bury or anything like that. It's not a pretty sight. So to give up these liberties for this so-called sense of security, you know the words. You deserve neither, and that will be your punishment in time. You'll see this iron-fisted rule, whatever it's meant to be. And as I've said before on other shows, Elon Musk is very clear. They want to turn you into a cyborg and upload your mind to the cloud. And the Bible's very, very clear about what Christ frees from the cloud. It's not that big white billowy thing we see in the sky. It seems like it has a much, much deeper meaning than we ever could have understood before. It's Microsoft's cloud or any other tech company's cloud, that they will rip your consciousness from your body and enslave you and make you a prisoner of this artificial intelligence board that they're putting together. And that doesn't include you. And any human being that isn't genetically modified or artificial intelligence must realize this is a fight against all of us. It doesn't matter about race, color, creed, left, right, up, down. It means nothing. Your carbon-based life, you're not going to change that until your silicon-based life. If you're carbon-based life, you are a threat to the silicon-based life, the tree of knowledge, and it is going to either imprison you somehow or destroy you outright. And there is no escape because everybody's got this technology. They don't have the guts to smash the machines. That's what's coming for you, and that's why they want the guns. Because as it's being applied, some people may figure it out and say, I don't think I want to be in the movie Tron. I think I like it the way it is now. And you won't get that chance or that opportunity. And our leaders have sold out for money. They can be, it's the first time ever, really, that there can be a complete, total takeover of Earth. Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. Stalin couldn't do it. Mao couldn't do it. Genghis Khan couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Until now, that it might be done by the tech company gurus, that they will have complete and total dominion of everything. And who's even going to tell you that? Well, they told us. They said it out loud. They didn't deny it. It's coming like a freight train. And you got to see it for what it is. Or it's some sort of future gulag. I call these Google cities digital concentration camps. So did my guest Rosa last time up. I really admired her for that. I thought, oh, wow, you're about the only other person who thought that way. Wow, I thought I was alone in that camp. But these Google cities are digital concentration camps. Anything you see Wi-Fi or smart is stupid, mega stupid, because basically you're building your own prison and you're never going to get out. No way out until Jesus comes or you turn off the power or get away from all this stuff. So you were mentioning two things about Morgan Stanley, big banks having affiliations and connections to Sandy Hook and things like that. What are some of these business relationships?
Well, yes, I do write a section about where the money's going. And I did identify that Morgan Stanley is a major player in the Sandy Hook shooting. And I explain that in my book in great detail. And I also discovered the deeper path when it comes to the money handling that happened before, during, and after the Sandy Hook shooting that involved humanitarian organizations. I mean, this was planned way in advance. I estimate at least 3 years in advance. They had to get the right laws changed. They had to get things set up. A major humanitarian organization was involved in this shooting, and they gained massive amounts of money, and how they laundered that money through small community organizations as well. And so I put together exactly where the money flows in the Sandy Hook shooting. And you can take that, you know, anybody that wants to do deep research, they can take this information and they can apply it to many other false flags and see the same situation, the types of connections and how they flow the money. And one thing I also found interesting about Morgan Stanley was that Morgan Stanley was brought up several times. There was parents of the alleged, a few alleged dead children, and I don't have their names in front of me right now, but had also worked at Morgan Stanley. And so their name was brought up quite a bit. And so I was able to track the flow of, you know, the money, the donations and things that happened prior to Sandy Hook and it all and how it was funneled. So that was quite interesting to follow. You know, and one of the things I'd like to say to the listeners, too, is upon what you were saying about, you know, the time we live in and questioning whether we actually are in World War III right now, I think the same thing. And I believe the tech companies, you know, most of the tech companies are all from Israel as well. And one of the things, I just recently wrote an article titled Teachers and Parents Are Sick of Trauma-Based School Shootings. And I was horrified to discover that in a little town, Prairie City, that they had performed an active shooter drill but didn't tell anybody. The superintendent did not tell any of the teachers or the parents or anybody that they were going to be performing this. And so the teachers were, you know, they sent the janitor in with a mask on and a fake gun. And, I mean, he went in there, and the teachers literally did believe that they were going to be shot and killed and murdered, and so did the students. And when they found out it was a drill, they were horrified, and they were demanding that this stop. You know, and I question, you know, why aren't parents taking their children out of schools if they're so dangerous? And why is it that, you know, if you have to have hundreds and hundreds of active shooter drills in schools on a regular basis as part of training, you know, and why parents are not worried about that? You know, it's because they're brainwashed into thinking that, you know, the more police are involved in their children's life, you know, the more safer they are. But in reality, you know, you don't know when these events are going to be actual live. Snipers, or is it just all fake? But these teachers are really horrified. And so, anyway, I also encourage people to go to thegovernmentrag.com, and we have a blog, thegovernmentrag.com, too. And Jack Mullen just put up an article, a really nice article, about why they must take our guns, and that the Red Terror is coming to America. And it is just a fabulous article, but it's also makes you cry because, you know, it's such reality. We live in such scary times right now that, you know, people are either being passive where they're just doing whatever they're told, getting up in the morning, going to work, doing whatever, you know, just complying and letting these things happen behind the scenes. And unfortunately, they are the flock of sheep. And, you know, and people like to hide behind, you know, the fact that, you know, Jesus may be coming, or it's all going to, you know, make itself well again or whatever. But in reality, you know, the sheep are going to be led to the slaughter. And, you know, so we do live in times that keep repeating itself. And I do encourage people to purchase my book. Also visit your website. You've got a great website, and I share a lot of your stuff when I can, and I really enjoy, I guess, having the ability to, I call it being downloaded. Maybe I'm a super soldier too, I'm not sure, but I have some kind of ability to be downloaded with information that I can see far more than most people when it comes to a lot of these false flags, as well as what's really happening in the evil and who's infected by the evil behind the scenes. And, you know, the stand up, like, you know, in front of people like actors, and they just worship them like they're, you know, they're just the best heroes in the world. And so, and anyway, I just think that it's time for, you know, people to start realizing that this is not just about gun control. These recent shootings that happen, you know, they all start out with the same thing, reduced down to the lone gunman. You know, the Walmart where the shooting happened recently, you know, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of cameras. You know, I mean, they can pinpoint down people's tattoos on their arms when they're looking for somebody that stole something. But yet, you know, we can't have any clear live shots of anything or anything real. And so, and same in the Ohio shooting, you know, it wasn't even, I mean, one of the things that is to worry about due process later, and that's Trump's words when he came into office, is, you know, we're just going to have to worry about due process later. So basically we've been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, whatever they tell us, the person is guilty. And, you know, there's no more being innocent until proven guilty. It's just a matter of it's guilty. Let's change the laws. And, of course, the next day the governor of Ohio came on and did a national television, you know, speaking about how, you know, we have to change the laws and we have to worry about due process later. And we've got to get, you know, the mental health. We've got to identify all the people that, you know, need mental health, and you know, we've got to be always looking at our brothers and sisters and making sure that they're not crazy and you know, and just bringing up the same things. Well, they created an entire medical establishment industry based on just psychology, and that psychology has to be fed and funded. And so, you know, the more people that they can get labeled as mentally ill, then they automatically do not qualify to have a gun. And they even did it in the United States with medical marijuana. You know, the more people they can get on medical marijuana, you know, you have to sign your rights away that you won't own a gun, you won't possess one, you won't touch one. And you also have to admit that you have a mental health problem. So, I mean, it's all a big setup, all of it.
Oh, indeed it is. And we're coming near the end of the topics. So we thank Stephanie for coming out, and we encourage you to look at the government rag and to make sure that you get into her book, because do it while you can. The best books are the ones that are burned or banned. A Citizen's Journalist Exposure of Sandy Hook by Stephanie Sledge. One little comment about Newtown. When I was doing my research on that back in the day, I found out the second capital of the Church of Satan is Newtown, Connecticut. The main church was in California, and the sub-branch was in Newtown. Imagine that. Anyway, this is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Floyd from Canada. We're all in the land of the gun, so we better find out what's really going on, just like you said in that song by Immortal Technique. Thanks for coming out. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Nobody's going to tell it like we do. God bless you all. Good day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.